engaging, equipping, enabling, life-changing radio is the gospel for Grampian, living life to the full. We believe that God calls you to live your life to the full, to express all the aspects of divine life. God is present not just in the religious worship, but also in the everyday life, in your work life, in your parenting life, in your children life, in your social life, wherever life takes you. We want this radio to go with you, and we want to resource your life with divine life. Live life to the full. The best life is in Christ.
Scotland on fire, and indeed a very good evening and welcome along to this Power Hour this evening, broadcasting directly here from our studios in Victoria Road in Torrey. Now, Power Hour is about applying God's word in prayer. There are various types of prayer, and one of the types of prayer is praise. And for this program, I believe that praise is important. For a long time, I've been on knees, been walking, we've been praying, and been praying specifically about a breakthrough. As we look around our world today, we only have to look around our world, we only have to turn on the television, look in the newspaper, and just look around us. And there are things that make us grimace. There are things that do not seem right. And too often, we go about our business, we bury our heads and think it'll go away. But then up it comes again and we see it. We look around. We see things we don't agree with. There's things on the internet, both good and bad. Things happening in legislation. And all too often we feel powerless to do anything about it. But one of the things that God tells us as Christians is that we should be praying about everything. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and with petition, present your requests before God. Now, it's not a shopping list, but what it does mean is we can present our concerns before God, and God says pray about everything, and including bringing to God some of what we're to do that day. So in preparation for this program, I brought this program before God. Because honestly, I'm unskilled. I'm just using the skills that God has given me, yes. But I'm not qualified by any human in the skills that I have with regard to telling about the gospel. Some people would say I'd have to go away to Bible seminary in order to gain the skills. But in reality, I'm not saying don't do that, but not in every case is it needed. The disciples, they didn't have much by way of education, and yet God equipped them for everything they needed. Everything they needed. They relied on God for. And this is what we're doing. How can we rely on God? Because of what Christ Jesus has promised. Jesus said in John 14 verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And we're believing here at Gospel for Grampian that Jesus really is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus really did come to the earth and die in our place on the cross. And not only that, the Bible tells us that Jesus rose again from the dead on the third day. That each of us would not only have salvation, but have a rich relationship with God. Okay, where's all this leading? We're talking about praise today. We're praising God for all he has done. You may think, what have I got to praise God for? Answer me this. Was a human there when the world came into existence? No. So humans didn't create the world. Was it by accident? I don't believe it was by accident. How else would the world itself come on to the right tilt? Just so. How else would the world be able to revolve around the sun and be just far enough away from the sun, not to get frazzled, but to have life-giving heat? How else did air come about the earth and oceans form in the earth? As a Christian, and as Christians, we're believing that God indeed did create the earth. And that he in fact has his son, Jesus Christ, who really did die on the cross in our place. And it's his promise that keeps us going. Without God, without Christ, Christians are no different from anyone else. But it's because of God's grace, and because we rely on God on a daily basis, that we can stand back from the ways of the world and we have God's strength at our disposal. For the Bible says that His strength, God's strength, is made perfect in our weakness. The Bible tells us this. All too often, sometimes I don't think I have always the willpower or the strength. But when I rely on God, I get that strength. I get that willpower. And that because of God. Because of Christ, we have and can have a rich relationship with God. So the first part of this program has been to try and establish a link between Christians and God and why we believe what we do as Christians. Yet it goes so much further than that. We started off the program by saying that if we look around us, at the world around us, there's so many things that make us grimace, so many things that inwardly hurt us, things that people do to us, things that we say that we realize that we shouldn't have said, and the list goes on. What I'm saying to you, the listener, is that it's up to Christians to pray about things, but also we're told that God inhabits the praises of His people. And I suppose the best way that we can get into that understanding is by having a look at Psalm 138, verse 2. And it speaks about Israel, and God inhabits the praises of His people, Israel. But John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life." This is the promise of God for each one of us. God is there for each one of us. And so as Christians, we're offering that out. The hope is there for each one of us. God's gift of salvation is for everyone. And salvation also means a rich relationship with God. God inhabits the praises of His people. So this program is about praise. It's about prayer. So we're going to go on with Psalm 37, verse 5. "Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass." So in my lack of understanding, I committed this program to God. I didn't know what I would say. And yet, I'm able to speak it succinctly. Why? Because God enables me to do so. "Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass." That is God enabling. I don't always know what to pray, but I do know that God, by His Spirit, enables me. Spirit, what's all that about? It's a little hard to explain, but I can only say that the Bible speaks about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And it is by God's Spirit that things on earth are achieved. The Bible says, "Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." And when we start realizing that God is in everything that we do, and His Spirit is in everything, there are lots of things that we do and lots of things that we say that grieve God intensely. God sees everything. And don't think He doesn't. We can try and hide everything from God, but God sees it. But when we're open with God, He is able to do things. And we say, "God, I've come to the end of myself. I don't know what to do." God takes over. And as God inhabits the praise of His people, God is able to use praise as a vehicle to do his work. With that in mind, we are committing to God various issues that we see. I'm going to commit to God today this simple prayer. There are so many people out there in the world, people here in the city right now, people who go about with long faces, people who are frazzled from work, people who have reached the end of themselves, the end even of their lives. And I'm thinking also of the man who recently died as a result of having acid thrown in his face and he couldn't face life anymore. But yet, there's hope even then. You may say, how? I'm going to entrust this situation, as indeed the other situations that you find yourselves in, into Christ, into God's hands. Why? Because I believe that God is able to resolve the things that we are not able to resolve. You look around you and you look into your own life, if you would even do that. When we go out, we like to create a mask. We create a persona of ourselves. We do it on Facebook. We do it on Twitter. We do it on social media. We do it in the street by the clothes that we wear and the things that we do, the company that we pick up, the things that we buy. And sometimes for us, everything's going wonderfully. But inside, are we all right? What is our world really like behind the net curtains? Yeah, there aren't net curtains in this studio, actually. But what's life really like in our lives? So take a moment to just pray this prayer. Lord God, I know I've tried to create a persona, I've tried to create a mask. I confess my pride. I confess that I am wrong in just so many ways. I've tried to do things, I've tried to patch things up. I've tried to do things with a family, with the children. I've tried to do things with my spouse and partner. I've tried to do really well at work. I can't make ends meet, I don't know what to do. Or I've come to the end of myself because of this disease, this condition that I have, or this situation. There's so many things. So many broken people desperately trying to patch up their lives and resort to things like drugs, alcohol, addictions, not knowing quite why. I'm going to ask God that he would shake people up. But as he shakes up people, to also infill with love. As I said, there's so many broken people around here. And what people need to have is love and a real knowledge of God's love. I had a recent visit to the dentist. I had to have a small filling and I didn't particularly enjoy it because my mouth was frozen and the tooth was drilled out and a filling was placed inside. It's never nice having fillings. Now that was an amalgam filling, but what I'm going to pray for is an infilling of love and a shaking which only God can give, because God understands each one of us. A shaking that God can give so that lives would be fulfilled and restored. If you were listening a little bit earlier on this evening, you would have heard Graham Kendrick singing, "Restore, O Lord, the honour of your name." And this is indeed a prayer. And this is why we've quite often put this particular track out on Gospel for Grampian, because it is a prayer and it needs to be prayed often. God hears that. He knows that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that people in their own minds and in their own hearts have resolved at least to give this a try. I pray, Lord God, that whatever situations that people are going through, you know for each person the amount of shaking that will be needed and the amount of infilling that will be needed. Lord, there are so many people out there who need to know the love of you, the love of a wonderful God, a wonderful Saviour. And Lord God, they don't know that. And Lord, they don't know that because they haven't experienced it properly. Yet there are churches, there are people, there are believers who are willing to go out there and tell the word. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life. This is the promise of the gospel. And I pray, Lord God, that as people's lives are shaken up in a way that only you know how, and to the extent that you know how, Lord God, that you will, as the cracks appear and people are frazzled, but Lord, you will immediately fill that with love. Immediately fill that with love. And Lord, please do that by way of your people. That is the church. That is believers from all denominations coming together in love, in unity, putting all other things aside and demonstrating the love that you have given to us clearly, succinctly. Lord God, also by your Spirit, please do this. And Lord God, I thank you, for your word says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests before God. So Lord, I am presenting my request before you. I am thanking you, Lord God, because you have told me to commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him and he will bring it to pass. Well, Lord, you're bringing this program to pass because I didn't know how it was going to go. You are honoring the prayers of your servant, and I'm believing that with the faith that you have given me, that you are taking broken people across this nation, across Aberdeen, across North Scotland, across even Europe, across Brunei Darussalam and America and wherever this broadcast goes to, wherever the podcast goes to, whether it goes into Russia, whether it goes into China, whether it goes into Asia, whether it goes to South America, wherever it goes, let people be impacted, and in a positive way that tells them about the wonderful news of the gospel. A positive way, Lord God, that people can put their finger on a day and say, this day, yes, I was broken. Yes, I tried to patch it up in the best way I knew how. I got involved with drugs. I did this. I did that. I got involved with gambling. I spent loads of money. And the list could go on for all sorts of different scenarios. Lord, for these people, let them be able to put a finger on the day and say, this day God has come through for me. He has, by his Spirit, done this in a way I have not experienced before. I have not known before. But yet, Lord, I have experienced this through this radio station. Lord God, you have done this. It is wonderful in your eyes because you have done it. We don't understand it. But we thank you. I thank you, Lord, for doing that. Amen. Now, this prayer can affect just so many things. It can affect illnesses. It can affect social issues that are in your community, right where you are. I'm believing that God will take a hold of things and move things forward. I'm also believing for the UK, though not because of any righteousness of anyone, but that God will heal the UK of everything. And Genesis 12 verse 2 relates how that God will bless the UK. And because of that scripture, because I'm trusting in God, I'm believing that God will enable us to pay off the entire national debt and Europe as well, when that should come, and help us to be a blessing to others. Lord God, you want to find people after your own heart. Therefore, in spite of our weaknesses, our failings, our many faults, in spite, Lord, of all the things we've done wrong, in spite of our sins, Lord, do this for your glory. And Lord, let the UK be a country that you can look on and say, I have chosen the UK. Let the UK be a country that you can look on and be pleased. Pleased for your glory. Pleased because we're standing up and being a nation who is there to bless others, to love others unreservedly. And let us do it. Amen. You tuned into Gospel for Grampian. This is the Power Hour. And this evening we've been thinking about praise and actually applying the whole concept of prayer and God's word into praise, into seeking God's face in a number of different ways. We've also explored some of the different reasons why, as Christians, we believe what we do and how this is relevant to each and every listener and each and every person throughout the world. The heart of the station, the heart of the vision, is not for world domination. Rather, it is to give people a wonderful opportunity to hear and to experience the gospel in their own lives, and then make up their own minds as to whether they will accept it or not. The very least that God's people could do is go out into the world and tell the wonderful news of the gospel. And we should not be doing that by way of selfishness or anger or greed or anything, but rather because of a fear, a healthy fear, a healthy love of God. Close to the beginning of the program, we were thinking about who created the earth in the first place. Were humans there to create it? No, humans weren't there to create the world. So how did the world get created? How did we come into being? How did Christians have the heart that we do? And it's more than just a dogged heart. I must be religious about this or about that. No. It's about a strongly held knowledge and belief. It's a heart belief. It's a heart knowledge that tells us that in truth, Jesus really did die on the cross. He really did come for each and every one of us. He really is God's Son. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. This is the undeniable message of the gospel, and it is there for everyone. Just imagine what would happen when local believers from all denominations in whatever country get together, resolve their differences, and say, right, we're going to go out there. We're going to make a difference right where we are. We're going to proclaim the gospel. Here's a radio station. We're going to use that to not only proclaim the gospel, but we're going to work together, use the gifts that we have together to actually make a ministry a blessing to our community right where we are, in our own language, and relevant to the people, relevant to the needs of the people. That's the vision. It's not a centralized world vision, rather a diverse vision to take account of people's needs in any particular community. This is the heart of the vision that God has given me. I am committing this into God's hand. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. God will indeed bring it to pass. What are we going to be ready to give up in order to do this? What are we going to be ready to give up in order to do this? Well, I, for one, know that I will have to be full-time with this at some point. And I'm willing to do that. Don't know how it's going to work out, but I'm committing my way to the Lord, trusting in him. He will bring it to pass. And I give God thanks that God is faithful and he's doing it his way. And no, it's not just a crutch, as one of my colleagues would describe it. It's not a crutch. It's something that is real. It is a heart knowledge and something that you cannot beat. My prayer is that each person, each and every one of God's people who trusts in Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, would have the same heart knowledge, would have the same passion, the same desire to tell the gospel, to demonstrate the gospel, to be the gospel, so that others might see it, might understand, might know, and might have an opportunity to accept. We might be the only book people will ever read. They may not even read the Bible, but we can demonstrate. And yes, we have failings, we get it wrong. And without Christ, we are nothing. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we bring our fears and everything else before you. We ask you to keep us and enable us to stand up, to be bold, and to be ready for every question that comes our way, every attack. Everything, so that people can clearly see the gospel at work. In the last part of this program, or at least part of it, it's a good idea to thank God for the things that we are able to provide, not only as a station, but the things that have been provided in our world today. Let's take aside all of the things that humans have done. We're at that later. But let's think about the air that we breathe. How did the air get there? Well, I thank God for the fresh air that we have, for providing all the resources that we have, for providing the materials for the clothing on our bodies, for providing the animals and the plants as food. For providing everything as we need it. And where did wisdom come from? How would you define the word wisdom? And what was there before humans? Did humans invent wisdom? So I thank God for the wisdom that He gives me, that He gives us. And then we can bring in humanity and we can thank God for people that are there, that we can help them, that we can share with them, that we can love them, that we have the resources to be able to help them, the resources to be able to feed them. I thank God for the wisdom that He gives people, such that there's science, there's technology, there's engineering, there's agriculture, there's everything that has then developed the raw resources into something that we can use, something that we're using here at the station by way of technology that we're using and science that we're using to get this message out via fiber optic cables, via mobile networks. God is doing that and allowing us to use this. Yes, these have been developed by humans, but where did the wisdom come? Yes, humans have taken on that wisdom, that knowledge, and have made it their own. But where did it come from first? There's so much that we can thank God for. We can thank God for our families, our spouses. We can thank God for friends. We can thank God for hope. What is hope? You can't really define hope, except it's an expectation of something that is in the future. That too is a heart knowledge. And everyone, I think, has at some point most people, I would say, have experienced some kind of hope, that kind of heart knowledge, that belief that there is something much, much better. And we want to bring this about at this station, this ministry, to bring about hope and make that hope real through working with others, helping others to, and getting others to use their resources, use their prayer, use their faith, use everything to make sure that others do have hope. So thank you, Lord, even when we don't understand things. Thank you, Lord, even for politicians. But I do pray, Lord, that there would be in politics, as indeed in life, Your kingdom and Your righteousness. For Lord God, You said, seek first Your kingdom and Your righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So things that we haven't even asked for. But God's word tells us that when we seek God's kingdom and His righteousness, things will be added to us, given. And now I'm going to pray and give God thanks for some of the other aspects of what God's people should be about and need to be about. The Bible speaks about the fruits of the Spirit. We spoke about the Spirit earlier. And the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, self-control, patience, goodness, faithfulness. And I'm sure there's one or two more. But the Bible also speaks about other things. The Bible speaks about boldness. The Bible speaks about service and serving. The Bible speaks about unity. So into the list, I'm going to make that list longer. Love, Unity in spirit, unity in truth, unity of response, unity of purpose, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, self-control, patience, goodness, faithfulness. The Bible speaks about humility. The Bible speaks about compassion. The Bible speaks about service. The Bible speaks about audaciousness. Audaciousness as in boldness. And we can come boldly to God because of what Jesus Christ did for us. Jesus talks about service a lot, that the person who wants to be a leader should be a servant to all. That should be a willing servant. Let's pray about that and give God thanks for all these things. Thank you, Lord God, that when you were here as your son on Jesus on the earth, you spoke about these things, these qualities. And that was a guideline for us, for your people. And Lord God, you know how I pray this most days, if not more than once a day. Why? Because you made this important in my life. As indeed, Lord, I pray this would be important in everyone's lives. Why? Because these are characteristics, qualities, Lord, that will tell people who do not yet know you, about your people, about you. Lord, we are representatives. Your people are representatives of you. And this actually, listeners, reminds me of a course I went on this last week. It was called World Host, a World Host Refresher. And many organizations do go on that. Well, I went on this refresher and apparently everyone came away with top marks, so the high marks, so that was really good. But the essence of the World Host was reminding people of the good qualities that each of us should have toward each other, and particularly when we're representing an organization. In this case, God's people are representing God. They're representing Christ. As I said before, we may be the only book, the only thing that people would judge and see when they think about Christians and they think about the gospel. So let's make it good. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for these guidelines, the guidelines in the Bible, which tell us of the qualities that each of us should have toward others. Help each one of your people to be unreserved in that way. Amen. I said at the start about praising God. We've thought about ways in which we can praise God. And the rest, I would say, is up to you. The rest is up to you. Think now about ways in which you can praise God. For me, I have a scripture that I will praise God with. And I'm not afraid to praise that right now. I'm not afraid to pray it right now. That scripture is Psalm 100. And we're going to be listening to that very soon. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever and his faithfulness continues to each generation. So we have a wonderful, wonderful scripture, a wonderful delight in Psalm 100. I've read that slowly so that you can hear the words. But I know that every time I pray this, God hears that. We also have Psalm 67. May all the nations praise you, O God. Yes, may all the nations praise you. Let the whole world sing for joy, because you govern the nations with justice and guide the people of the whole world. May all the nations praise you, O God. Yes, may all the nations praise you. Then the earth will yield its harvests. The Lord, O God, will richly bless us. Yes, God will bless us, and people all over the world will fear him. So we're going to be actually hearing from Ian White, who's actually singing these psalms. Psalm 67 first, and Psalm 100 as well. And then we've got some other music. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can hear it by going and listening in to the podcast. Normally, we don't actually broadcast podcast any music, but the Scotland on Fire was actually recorded with permission, and it is being broadcast indeed with permission. So we have the full permission of the artist and full permission of the songwriter to play this and to actually podcast it. Our podcast site is g4g.podbean.com. And also, if you want to listen into this program again, I believe you can hear it on Wednesdays, but you can certainly hear it tomorrow evening, that's Saturday evening, between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. I wish you a very good evening. Do praise God. Think of the ways in which you're not able to change anything, and the things that you know that you have to give thanks for. Go and try giving thanks to God. Go and try praising God. Go and try writing everything down before God and believing in God to resolve the issues that you're facing right now. Try it. Give it a try. Have a very great weekend. And we'll be back again another week. Next week, in fact. Bye-bye for now.